a man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
Good. How's things in Tottenham?
Things are good in Tottenham. It's really nice and sunny this morning.
Excellent.
You know, the days are getting longer, which is always good. So this is a little sunnier, a little earlier. It's later. It's, you know, the sun doesn't go down as early. And yeah, it's nice. It's a nice day. It's nice to have the sunny winter days.
Sunny what days?
Winter.
Winter. I thought you said witch. I thought that's strange.
No, no witches on this, as far as I know.
Who knows? And if they are, they're welcome.
Yeah.
No, I agree with what you're saying, except I like, my wife won't agree with me. She's like you and 99% of the population. I actually like the long darkness in the shorter days. So anyway, I like when it gets dark. I like when
you like hibernating a bit.
I do. I like when it gets dark at 5 and you pull the blinds down, you put the fire on, and I like that. So
you don't like it in the summer when it's light until like 9:30?
Not particularly.
Okay, well, hey, to each their own. That's all good.
Yeah, I'm a sundowner.
Sundowner. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I was like such a night person. Like I think it was like, it was always like FOMO. And I'm talking like as a teenager. Like I wasn't one to like sleep in like really, really late on the weekends. I would still get up and I worked, you know, when I was a teenager, but I like to stay up late.
Yeah, me too. Still do.
You know, whether I was going out or, you know, even when I was working, I worked in a restaurant for a while. I'd get home at like, whatever, 1 o'clock. But I wouldn't want to go to bed. It was kind of like I'd watch a movie until like 3 o'clock. And then I'd still get up at 8 or whatever. But I was a night person. Now I'm like such a day person. I was like, I'm a morning person, I guess, is the opposite. You get up early too now. So I just like getting up early and I go to bed at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, like most nights, especially in the winter.
That's where you've got me. That's one of my problems. I still like to stay up late and I still get up really early. So it doesn't leave a lot in between. Anyway, that's another topic for another podcast. But
totally different topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Today we are talking about hats and why. No.
Yeah, we're talking about hats because I looked it up after we talked because we usually have our like pre-game talk and then you're like, neither of us knew the name of this hat. I got it. I don't wear hats a lot, but I don't know. I'm giving it a shot. You know what it's called? It's in Ireland, it's called a paddy cap.
Okay. Yeah.
Paddy cap. Scotland, it's known as a bunnet.
Never heard that.
Wales, it's a die cap. And in England, or sorry, in the United States, it's just called an English cap or an Irish cap.
Or an Andy cap.
Cabby cap.
Cabby, I've heard. I've heard it called an Andy cap.
Yeah. So
not a newsboy hat, eh? Like I thought that was a thing a newsboy hat, but maybe it's a little
train engineer. Yeah, there's like, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's a little different style. But it's nice. It's corduroy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I like corduroy.
I'm just rolling with it. I don't know.
I bought some corduroys about 10 years ago, kind of made a comeback in them.
Very comfortable, the corduroy. Yeah.
Yeah, they
very
are.
Comfortable.
These were too big, but I still wore them anyway.
Well, I'm not going to judge you because we're not like divided. You know what I mean? So like if you like cords and I don't like cords, it doesn't matter to me.
But maybe we should be divided today. Because today is Divisive Sunday. Sunday.
It is. Division Sunday.
Division Sunday. And it's also
Divisional Sunday, isn't it? It's the NFC Divisional
it is.
Playoffs and the AFC.
Which is why we did it.
We're both football fans. That's exactly. It must have been.
That's why we did it. We planned the whole thing all this year.
We didn't. We didn't. We had several different topics leading up this week. We couldn't quite get it done on Wednesday. So here we are. It's Sunday morning, which is different for us. It's kind of peaceful though on Sunday morning.
Absolutely. Not worried about work. It's nothing going on.
We're doing it on Sunday because I finally, after several months, I'll be honest with everyone out there. I've got a job, a career back in my life, thank God. So I start on Monday. So I can't do this on Wednesday mornings anymore. So that's great news.
I'm
Very,
very happy about that. Very
I got a
proud.
round of applause from Sean and a few other people in my life because they've helped. Trust me.
Well,
So
you
we
deserve
had
it.
a few different ideas, but we're doing it Sunday mornings, and we're probably going to do it Sunday mornings. So anybody that listens, just listen for us for our podcast to come out on Sunday mornings now.
Absolutely. I'll talk to the advertisers. We'll get them straightened out and it'll
Yeah,
be normal.
we'll get everybody realigned. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I think the last couple of weeks there's been a lot of stuff going on, certainly in the US with politics, and there I've had this topic on my mind for a little while, and we're going to talk about division. Division, divisiveness, divided, division. So I've got division down as the title, and then I'm going to read the definition of division.
Go for it.
The action of separating something into parts or the process of being separated. And then part two is a disagreement between two or more groups, typically producing tension or hostility.
Yes, that's for
Yeah.
sure.
Well, that's the big one, isn't it?
But even the first one,
Yeah.
is
Yeah.
when you go to politics, it's politicians trying to divide peoples and provinces and states and
Yeah.
religions and sexes, and it's so much there.
Yeah. Yeah. The state of being divided. You know, and it's we talked about a couple of different subjects this week, and you know, there's this separatedness. I think that there's a lot of separation in the world, I think, right now, and there's a lot of,
Agreed.
and that leads to a lot of isolation and a lot of kind of sadness and a lot of fear and a lot of different negative emotions and
Yes.
feelings, right?
Yes. And there's been, in the last few years, there's been forced divisiveness. I mean, we were forced to divide really from our families and friends during COVID and from our jobs and from social events and lots of things. It's the world's been divisive, So
Yeah, absolutely.
there's a lot to dig into.
Yeah. And I think in that, in during COVID, there were some people that maybe took a little bit of kind of like solace. It was almost like peaceful to be separated from
Absolutely.
social pressures, from, you know, social interactions, social engagements. Because again, in that, you know, in a world where we are very social, where we're out, there's always opportunity to feel separated if you don't sort of fit in. Like if you say the wrong thing, if you're at a whatever, if you're at an event and you say the wrong thing, or you like maybe wear something that people are like, oh, why? What are you wearing? Or just like there's so many avenues for division, right?
Absolutely.
And separation. And so I think some people didn't mind being separated. And I
I
think
didn't.
what that's like,
I didn't
right?
mind.
What that's led to is a lot of increased, isolation. And even when we talk about what's going on in the US and just the division in politics and in political views, it creates two sides where, you know, in one person's mind, you're wrong, and the other person says you're wrong, and it just creates such a split in society where there's this tension and this hostility.
And I like to think that I'm not one of those people, but if just to stick on the American side of it for a second,
Yeah.
but I would think I would hear some of the things these people were saying, especially these people that were election deniers and some of these QAnon people and some of their radical ideas, and I'd just be like, you guys, I would be so convinced they're wrong to the point that I'd say, you guys know you're wrong. You just want attention. This is BS. But then
Right.
And I think that could be true. I'm not here to get into that. But I listened to one guy who was an election denier who would come around to the other side and realize what had happened. He got some of the facts straight. And he said, I just want you to understand that I was up there that day on January 6th, is it? January 11th? What day was
Sixth
it?
day. Yeah.
6th. And
Yeah.
he said, when I was there, I 100% believed that the election had been stolen. I
Yeah.
wasn't there trying to be a traitor. I wasn't trying to commit treason. I wasn't trying to storm the Capitol. He said, all I was watching was Fox News. All I was listening to was my local Republican leaders. And I truly believed that the election had been stolen. And I thought, we have to do something about this. So
Right.
that's a case where this guy truly believed what he was saying. So,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
know. I think some people believe some lies like that because they want to take advantage and try to gain power and gain spots and money and stuff like that. But maybe there was some innocent victims that believed what was being said and got caught up in it, you know? I don't know.
Well, just if we're just going to keep talking about division, like there's division on so there's division in the world on so many levels. Like I mean, it even just comes down to like what news source you watch, even if we're just talking about that. Like he was focused on Fox, but if I'm focused on CNN, I may get different information. And then there could just be a division between who listens to Fox News, who listens to CNN News, who listens to CBS News, and just by that, you're like dividing people just because one group is focusing on one idea, one's on another idea, and
And that has grown so much in
so
our,
much.
because when you and I were teenagers, let's say, or preteens, there was
Yeah.
basically for news you had in Canada CBC or CTV, in the States you had ABC, NBC, and CBS and maybe PBS. And you know what? They all had different anchors, but they all basically told the same story. They repeated on
For
the
the most
news,
part, yeah.
and it was the
Yeah.
most part, it might slant a little bit this way or that way, but it was a fact. It was what happened. They
Yeah.
were news. And then when he started, it was it Rupert Murdoch started Fox News.
And CNN.
And CNN was started by Turner. They
Yeah.
had agendas. And Fox News
Yeah.
was started. I remember watching a show on it where he went to Robert Ailes, was it, that was running? I might get the names wrong. I'm not an expert. But he came to him and said, listen, 50% of the world is of this country is Republican. Let's tell their side of it. And let's
Right.
and he started putting on the, you know, the tall blonde girls with showing their legs, and it became an entertainment form. And
Yeah.
that's when, in my humble opinion, I don't know if this is true or not, but that's in my opinion where things started to just come off the rails a little bit. And it wasn't
Yeah.
necessarily news, it was entertainment. And it's fine
Yeah.
if you say, hey, this is entertainment. That's fine. Say what you want. But when you advertise yourself as news, that
Yeah.
can be tricky. It's like,
Yeah.
think about the WWE, if you know what wrestling is. They call it World Wrestling Entertainment. So,
Yes.
entertainment is in the name of the company. So you don't, unless you're my old grandfather who goes, oh, I can't believe that big guy's going to kill him. How can that be? Oh my goodness. He believed it. But 99% of the people watching know they are watching a soap opera. It's a TV show. It's entertainment. No one's
Yeah.
really getting beat up.
Yeah.
So I think that's, to put it succinctly, I think that's the problem. We just, it's not just Fox, it's other things, but social media, people start getting their news off social media. Me and my wife discuss it a lot to this day, where she will come in, and my wife is way smarter than me, and I mean that. I'm not taking a shot at her, but she'll come in from work and she'll say something, and I'll say, oh, where did you hear that? Oh, so
Yeah.
and so told me. Well, where did they hear
Yeah.
it? Well, and then I
Yeah.
get to like, but where did they hear it? Because that
Yeah.
sounds like bullshit to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then by the time we're
Yeah.
done talking, she goes, you're right. It probably is bullshit, but it's
Yeah.
not her fault. She hears it from someone she trusts and likes, and they say it. But that's how things spread so quickly nowadays. Then someone else posts it.
Absolutely.
Like all of a sudden, this
Absolutely.
BS is fact, right?
Absolutely.
Because you
Absolutely.
read it on
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah. A lie becomes a truth because
Right.
so many people believe the lie that it now becomes part, it just becomes reality.
Becomes part of the lexicon. It just becomes a real thing, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, I've been
And
waiting to say lexicon a long time.
I don't even, what does that even mean?
I have no
Like,
idea. I have no
I'm
idea.
not afraid to say that I don't, I mean, I've heard the word,
I don't think I
but
used it
like,
in the right spot, and I don't know what it means. I think it be, I mean, I think it just means just kind of out there in the general.
the vocabulary of a person, language, or branch of knowledge
There. Yeah, it becomes
out
part of
there
the
in the
lexicon.
lexicon. You use that perfectly. Wow.
Point one
That's
for
amazing.
Sean.
Good one.
This place, we're going far today. You got a new hat and I've used a new word.
Oh, man.
And it just
We are
started. This, folks,
changing lives.
how much better? You better call your friends and family, tell them to watch this because it's getting hot, hot, hot.
It's getting hot in here. Oh man. Yeah, I think honestly, it's I think there's been division in the world for so long. You know,
You think?
we've talked about it like from the beginning, obviously. We've talked about it in various podcasts about like we've talked about it like as far as like borders. For example, like Trump's been talking about taking over Canada and Greenland and whatever. And but
He's changed it to the Gulf of America. The Gulf of Mexico.
yeah,
Now he says the Gulf
mean,
of America. And when he made that statement, Hillary Clinton was in the audience and she couldn't, she just laughed. She went, she just started
I
laughing.
know, but at the end of the day, why does that? I what? Who even cared? What difference does it make whether it's called the Gulf of America or the Gulf of Pakistan, the Gulf?
It makes
I
no
don't.
difference. And I guarantee you, when Sean Pauly calls it something, he's going to call it the Gulf of Mexico because that's what I know it as. I'm not going to
Yeah.
call it the Gulf of Mexico.
I know.
And
Well, he can change it and then I don't know,
he
somebody
changed
else
Mount
comes.
McKinley back to Mount McKinley because they changed it to some other name. And
I know. I heard that. But
you
that's
have
just.
the, does he have the power to do that even? Does he own the Gulf of Mexico?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's kind of, it's almost redundant. Like, what's the point? Somebody could just come after he's done. Then the next president goes, "Oh, I'm changing it back to the Gulf of Mexico." Like, what is the point? Like, I don't know. What is the gain on that one?
Well, it's like he reversed 78 of Joe Biden's decisions in his first couple days. So that means the next president can reverse all of his in a couple days. So it's like, is this what they become, a country that's, it's just whatever's going on in that president's mind for 4 years? Is nothing going to be permanent? Is nothing going to mean anything?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, yeah, it just doesn't seem like
Well,
right.
he released all those guys that stormed the Capitol, right? And someone came up to him and said, yes, but what about the violent guys? What about the people that tased police officers and killed one of them and beat them? And he goes, oh, no, we're looking into those guys. And they said, you already released them.
Right.
You can't look into it now.
Right.
That doesn't work that way. You
Yeah.
can't look into something after you've done it. And some of those guys did violent, criminal, murderous acts. They should not just be released because,
Right.
anyway, we're. Anyway, let's talk about something else besides Trump.
Addressing. Well, it's hard not to in this because I think it
Yeah.
was part of what how this kind of this division conversation started. But there's division everywhere. There's a division here too. You know, we have our own issues in politics as well. I think there's been a lot of concern. I know that you're a fan of Trudeau's, as far as I know.
Yeah, I voted for Trudeau.
For
I'd
most
probably
part.
vote for him again. I like Trudeau.
I don't, you know, I don't think of him as like he's not a bad guy or anything. I wonder a bit about how, you know, his spending has been, but I think that again, when we divide into political parties, liberal or conservative, we tend to define who those people are by, you know, we look at liberals as social people that advocate for the common good, which I think in a way, you know, both parties do, but in, you know, this is more of social programs, it's more of equality, and it's less about economics, which I think conservatives tend, it's really more financial,
Yes.
right? So I certainly, I mean, when I think of, I don't really want to define myself by saying I am this or I am that. I believe in equality for all people, no question. about it. I don't, you know, when it comes to, you know, this sort of idea that I have to fit into a political party in order to, you know, run a country. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't need to say, like, I think financial fiscal responsibility is important. Of
Agreed.
course it is. But I also think that the needs of the people are the priority.
Agreed.
Because you know, it's what is it? It's a government for the people, of the people, by the people. That makes sense to me. Like that is, and I think it's difficult. It's definitely a difficult job to satisfy the needs of all people. There's no question, because we're all uniquely individual. But I certainly don't. I don't want to alienate anyone within that. Like by saying I'm liberal and you're conservative, you're alienating people immediately. There is a division automatically in that, right?
Absolutely. And I think that has actually gotten worse. I don't think it was always so bad. You might have been liberal or conservative, but I found in both our countries in this North America, I mean, there's more than one country, but in the Canada and the United States, when I was younger, you could be liberal, you could be conservative, you could be a Democrat, you could be Republican, whatever. And then the election would happen, and then we'd all kind of support whoever got in. We kind of we really did. We were still countrymen. We still were brothers and sisters and family. And there wasn't so much divisiveness in this, I found back then. I found people kind of just supported the leader, and there was respect for the position. There was respect for the presidency, and there was respect for Trump. And that's why. And listen, I'm not an idiot. I know the things that Trudeau has done wrong. I know how much money he spent. He's had too much immigration. Not that immigration's bad. We just can't handle it financially, and we can't handle it with our
What
infrastructure.
can you gonna do within reason?
Right. Everything went a little over. I get that. But I don't like when I see a truck go by that says, fuck Trump, fuck Trudeau, or Trudeau's in. I don't like that. That's the prime minister of our country. Like, what are you doing? That's not right. You're a Canadian. And I'll tell you, Trudeau, I thought when COVID hit, which was a pandemic that we'd never seen in our lifetime. I don't know. He took care of us the best he could. He got
Absolutely.
vaccines as fast as he could. He gave everybody money that needed money as fast as he could. Well, I mean, how could you say that he did a bad job? Nobody, it's easy to have 20/20 vision and going back, oh, well, he did this wrong and this wrong. Yeah, well, that's
Well,
fine now, but we didn't know then. We thought the world was going to wipe out.
there were countries around the world that were doing way worse than we were in Canada. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
People were locked in apartment buildings and locked in homes. Like we, I mean, I lived in Schaumburg. We had free rein. I'm walking down the street. I did, like, it was not for a crisis. He handled that well. I wouldn't say for one second. But going back to your point about liberal versus conservative, at least in Canada, and you know, maybe more so in the U.S. at one point, I think that the trouble that continue that is continuing, and the increased divisiveness that we're finding, is because we're getting to these extremists,
Yes.
which we're stretching the left and the right to a point of extreme,
Right.
right? It's like, you know, I don't know. Look, we all saw it. I don't want to, like, avoid hot topics. We all saw Elon Musk give what I feel like certainly looked like a neo-Nazi salute
Twice.
twice. Okay, he's an awkward dude. He's a weird dude. But I don't. I feel like that was 100% a Nazi salute.
And
Right.
20 years ago, I don't think that man would be able to show his face in public again after doing that,
No.
let alone be celebrated.
No.
They
No.
cheered for him. They
Yeah.
cheered for him.
Yeah.
You are doing a salute of a man who killed 6.5 million Jewish people and millions of other people around the world and tried to destroy the world. Are you out
Yeah.
of your mind? You know, not only did he wipe out 6.5 million Jewish people, do you know how many generations of families that were lost? Like
Yeah.
that they couldn't have babies and families in the I can't even talk about it. We could do a podcast on what happened there, but to salute that, what are
It
you?
was bizarre. It was
Sorry.
bizarre. It's just, I don't know what's going on. Obviously, I have no idea what's going on in that guy's mind.
I don't think anybody does.
I don't either. But it is, I don't know. It's borderline like fascism. So when we're talking, like, I mean, it's not even borderline. It this is
Fascism.
like when we're talking about like extremists, like it's like they're stretching the boundaries of like this divide between political
And a few years ago, I
realities.
liked Elon Musk. I liked his products. He was what they call a disruptor, which I don't know is a good thing or a bad thing, but he was a disruptor. He was trying to change things. He was building electric cars. He was
Yeah.
sending, he wasn't just like Jeff Bezos. He wasn't just taking fun rides to the moon. He was actually joining with NASA and trying to do some space stuff. And I like space stuff. I'm good. I do like space exploration.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
now, but then he's just, I don't know what he's become. It's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And when he did that salute, I'm
Yeah.
out. I'm done. I'm sorry, man. I'm done.
I mean, when he's putting the kind of money that he's putting into the government, and like almost like it's like a puppet regime for Elon Musk. It's like when like, and now he's controlling the government. He's part of this program to like improve government efficiencies. It's just like, I mean,
What does that mean? Like
yeah, like.
what part of the population needs to be wiped out? Is he
Well, it's
Thanos?
kind of
Is
like if
he
you
Captain
don't do
America?
it's like if you don't do what I say, you're gone, and we'll just hire somebody else to replace you. Like when you have that kind of money, like, so it's a real device. It's a real to me. I mean, we circle back all the time when we talk about our topic, but it's a very divided time. It's very, very concerning for me.
Scares me to death. I mean,
I don't.
when he got put in as president, he sat there giving his oath with his hand not on the Bible, for I don't know what that means. And I don't like, I've said this before in the podcast, like was he's sitting there with all these billionaires, which I've never seen that before in an election in one of those days where you get sworn in where it's only billionaires, a
I
trillionaire.
know.
And then,
Yeah.
but I know, and this is, I know I use childish examples, but I used to get mad. I'm a big comic book reader when I grew up as a kid. I still
Yeah.
like comics. I still like DC and Marvel movies. And I used to always get mad because Batman wouldn't kill anybody, Superman wouldn't kill anybody, but then these villains. So Batman and the Joker would fight, and the Joker, he would get the Joker, put him in Arkham Asylum, put him in jail, but he would get out and kill again. And he put him back in jail, he would get out and kill again. I know it's phony, I know it's kid stuff, I know all that. But
Yeah.
it's like, just kill the Joker because people are dying over and over and over and over again because you won't do what needs done. And I feel like when I'm watching the Democrats, when Joe Biden won the presidency, Trump didn't show up for the swearing in. He said it didn't happen. He had people storm the Capitol. He's been denying it for 4 years. He's caused so much division.
Yeah.
But when he gets voted in, Joe Biden has him in for a cup of tea. And Barack Obama's sitting there laughing, joking with him and smiling with him, and it's all okay. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why are you making this so fun for him and so inviting for him? Do you know what this man has said about you and is threatened to do to you and to your country? And then he gets up once it's all over with Joe Biden sitting right there and just says rot the worst possible things he can say about that man. Just, and I'm like, what am I, Chris, what am I missing? What part of this
Right.
puzzle am I missing? Do we always have to, are we trying to lead by example by always showing that we do the right thing? I guess that's a good thing, but isn't
That
there
is a good
some
thing.
point where we have to stand up?
Well, I don't know. I think if you just if you're if you either lead by example, I think that that is a good that's a good segue to say that, yeah, you either lead by example or you fall into this fear of like, oh, this guy, just because he talks badly about me doesn't mean I'm going to turn around and talk badly about him. I think that this like it's this bully. He's a bully, right?
Agreed, but he's winning.
Is he though? I mean, just because he's the president, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to become a bully because somebody's bullying me. Right? All you're doing is like you're just passing it down the line. And I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. That happens a lot. Of course it does. I get, you can think back to maybe your childhood or whatever, if somebody was bullying you and you felt like, well, if I bully somebody else, then I'll feel better about it.
Yeah, I'm
Right?
not, I don't really want us to bully back, but I think we could at least stand up for ourselves. I don't think we had to be, do we have to be nice to the bully? Maybe we don't.
No,
I'm asking
of
a
course you
question. I
don't.
don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can certainly stand up for yourself, no doubt about it. But the only way, I think the only way to do that is to stand up not only for yourself, but with other people that aren't willing to say that that's okay. And I think more and more, certainly with social media, people do have an opportunity to spread an alternate message. So, you know, whereas at one point, like if somebody in leadership said something, not a lot of people would question it. They would just go, okay, well, he said that. But nowadays, like people do. Like, and of course, there was a complete, like, it was a shitstorm on every platform, you know, the day after the Musk salute, right? I mean, it didn't matter where you look, everyone was talking about it. And you could either sort of go, oh, well, he has Asperger's, and so I don't know, maybe he's social, or you could say, well, that was a Nazi salute. So it is an opportunity to like at least speak up and say, I'm not okay with that. But that does create divisiveness, but that's okay because I'm not willing to say that for me that's okay, right? Whereas, you know, you can sort of you it's just you do have to pick a side at some point, but because there is divisiveness in the world, unfortunately, and there is, you know, there are different concepts, different ideals, but you know, it's just I think it makes me wonder, like, will there ever be a time where we like all agree?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I wish
That's a pretty sad. Yeah, I
the
mean,
perfect world, it's what I want, but I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen.
isn't it really what everyone wants?
I don't think so, because if that's what everyone wanted, I think we could. But I think there's a lot of people that like disagreeing. They like having things in an uproar. They like violence. They like hatred. They want to be in control. They want slavery back. They want power. There's people that still want that stuff, which I can't understand it, but they do want it. Racism is still alive and well, unfortunately, against anything they can find to be racist against. I mean, there's people that don't like black people for some unknown reason, and there's people that don't like gay people, and there's people that don't like trans people, and there's people that don't like women or Spanish people or Japanese people. I don't understand any of it. I think we're the only species that's like that. I don't think alligators get up and say, well, I don't like this alligator because he's a little bit lighter green than me. You know?
I don't think so. No, they don't have the consciousness that we have, though, of course. But I, yeah,
No,
I
but honestly, we shouldn't be fighting. That's what the There's a, I'm, I swear I'm gonna stop mentioning comic book, but there's a comic book called The Watchmen, and this hero, he
yeah.
creates this nuclear type event that makes the world believe 100% that they were attacked by aliens, and he kills a bunch of people, millions of people to do it. But what happens is what he wants is all of a sudden everybody in the world agrees, oh no, we're being attacked by aliens. We have to work together as one and stop fighting each other, and they start worrying about what's coming, and that's what unites them. But that's what he, it's because what is this all-encompassing need that these men have for power? Why do they want, what? I watched a show last night, a movie I've watched before called Look Up. And it's really good with Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep. And
It's a movie or it's a show?
movie. It's a movie on
Okay.
Netflix. And I won't bother with the
Oh,
movie, but
I've seen it.
yeah,
It's
there's a comet
with,
coming to blow up the world.
yeah. But
It's like
nobody
the
believes it or
Republicans won't
something?
believe it,
Right, right, right.
and it ends up happening. But when I'm watching the scene of the world blowing up, you know, I think right now they have the power to blow up the world 90 times or something like that. Or
Sure.
why would you want to destroy this? Because in the end scene, when they're showing all the beauty, the birds and the plants and the whales and people. There's so much beauty in this world. There's so much wonderful. I think we probably, unless I'm wrong, Chris, I think we live on the most beautiful planet probably in the universe.
Well, it's possible. I mean, we don't really know. There's so many planets,
Why
but it's
are you from a different planet? What are you talking about?
I might be.
Are you from Le Chapeau? I just mean, why would we want to destroy it? Why? Because we're fighting over some borderline on a map?
Yeah.
Why would Trump on his first day say he wants to own Canada and Greenland? Why?
Power.
You can't
Power.
control the 50 states you got. You can't even organize them. You want to add more?
It's just power. To me, it's all just it's ego and it's power.
Oh yeah, because having Canada, that makes you powerful. What are you going to get, six more guns and a canoe? I mean, who cares?
Just yeah, it's power. It's like I want to be better. I want to be well known. I want to be known for this and that and this. And this is my legacy. Like I took over Canada and I was the greatest president and I did this and I built this. And that's like I that's it's power. It's ego and power.
Unreal. I
You
can't
know,
even.
and I think the only way to eliminate division is equality. It's equality for all people. Like we are all at the end of the day. I live in Canada, but I'm a human being. Like I'm not, you know, I don't have to be Canadian, I don't have to be American, I don't have to be Russian, I don't have to be like I'm just a human
Absolutely.
fucking being who lives on Earth. And this is like you talk about borders. Like we only needed borders because guys in the 1400s and well before that, Vikings, I don't even think Viking cared that much, but in the four, you know, European I can't think of the word.
Wars.
Explorers started traveling around going, you know, okay, well, we're going to fund this. So I'm going to the US and now this is Spanish. You know, forget all these people that are living here. This is Spanish now and this is going to be British and this is going to be this. And it's all like it was all just expansion of, you know, kingdoms and like, okay, we got to rule these people and let's kill all these people that are already here and let's do this and this and we'll just force all our stuff on them. And it's just like we've
It's been
just become.
going on forever. The Romans did it. The British did it.
Oh
The
my God, the
Mongols
Crusades,
did it.
yeah,
I mean, it
the
just.
Romans, yeah. It was just like I was reading. I started reading A Brief History of the World. It's like a kid's version of the his. All it is like men going around the earth killing other people. Like,
I don't know how we're still here. I've been listening to a lot of that stuff lately too.
it's insane.
There's so many times that we've wiped out so many people. I don't know how we didn't wipe out all of us.
I know. Well, I mean, there's certainly during the Cuban Missile Crisis and various other things, and the Cold War when the nuclear bombs started building up, and I got more mo nuclear bombs, and I've got like it was a serious concern that the world would get blown up.
When
But it's
I was in school, tell me if you remember this. We used to watch movies about it, and we would do drills where we had to hide under our desks in case of a nuclear war.
yeah, and I'm like, okay, we're hiding under our desk when a nuclear bomb goes off. I don't think that's going to do fuck all.
I'm running home.
Yeah, I watched Terminator with the rest of everybody, and when the bomb goes off and those kids are in school and they get obliterated into dust, I'm like that didn't work.
Nope, the desk didn't protect me. It wasn't lead lined, I guess.
And I even saw a thing the other day with James Cameron going like, forget about what I said about Terminator and AI, like it's way worse than that. Like,
I know.
I'm
I know.
like.
AI is already here. It's already
He's
scary.
like, yeah, he's like at least that was like a government thing, I think, is what he was saying. But this is like an individual business. Like they're gonna know where everyone is, they're gonna know what everyone is saying, they're gonna know everything about everyone in the next 3 years.
Already, they already
Like
do, buddy.
you can't hide anywhere.
What are we doing right now? We're talking to each other on a podcast that we're going to put out on public, but it
Yeah.
wouldn't matter. They would still have it if they wanted it.
100%, 100%.
Elon Musk might hear us talking badly about him today and shut this whole thing down. I don't know. Who knows?
It's
And
possible.
maybe Sean Pauly's not sitting here. Maybe he put his AI on and he's downstairs watching, getting ready to watch football. I don't know.
No, I believe it's you. But that's the other thing. Like you any like we talked touched on news and social media. Like half the time now I'm like, I don't believe that. I don't even believe that that's true.
I agree.
And I'm not a young guy, but anyway, like there's older people that like we know like they'll believe something because they you know you see it you believe it and it's like you get scammed over stuff and it's just like oh my God like
Well, the scamming,
I
that's
more and more yeah I don't know more and more I don't even like I don't even want to engage with my phone. I know I'm sounding like it's like conspiracy theorist. I'm not really, but I just like I, you know, I looked up a salmon recipe on my phone, and then everywhere I looked on all my social media, it was like salmon recipe, salmon recipe, salmon. I didn't even talk. I didn't even say anything. I just punched it into my phone, and it's on every platform I go on all day. Like.
I know, buddy. We were talking about it before Christmas. I mentioned we were talking about Christmas gifts one night. I didn't type it in. I didn't do anything. We were talking about it. And the
Yeah.
next day I got up and it was on my Facebook page and I got an email about it. That's
That
because
is.
my Google assistants were listening to what I said.
Yeah.
My son and his wife took out, they had a bunch of Google Dots everywhere. They took them all out. There's no Alexa, there's no anything because she does not want everyone listening to
No,
everything she
I
writes.
would have not. I would not have one of those things in my house. No chance.
But I know I can say the same words, hey Google,
Yeah.
and my phone listens too. So what's where do
Yeah.
you cut it off? Are you going to go back to a flip phone, a razor phone? I mean, what are you going to
Sure,
carry?
I don't care. You can't even
BlackBerry?
get a landline anymore. It's not even like you could do that.
No, I have a landline. I do, but
Does
it's
it
not
work?
really a landline because it's run through Bell. No, it's a landline. Yeah,
Yeah.
I
Oh, you
still have a
can't even
landline.
get, I don't even think you can get landlines around here. They don't even like, I'm not, anyway.
Well, you can't really get cable anymore. I have cable. I have what's
Yeah.
called cable through Bell or Rogers. It doesn't make any difference. But it's
Yeah.
a little box that they send their way. It's just like an Apple TV. Like it's not a cable you plug into your TV anymore. You put it anywhere you want. You know, it's mobile, it's whatever. It's not like cable. It's like having an Amazon Fire Stick, but it's from the cable company. Like it's
Right.
and
Yeah.
I have Bell fiber and I can watch any of my cable on any of my Amazon sticks or my phone or wherever the app, I have the app for it. So it's not really cable. It's kind of a thing of the past.
Right.
Because in the old days, I wanted TVs in every room. So I would go around like an idiot and drill holes in the wall and I had 300 things of cable running through the house. And, you know, but I know how to fix holes like a professional. I'm a very handyman.
We're digressing badly here.
I don't know. I had a hole in my ceiling from the leaky pipe, and just because I taped over a piece of loose leaf over it, that held for years. But my son finally took it down at Christmas and put up a piece of drywall.
Good.
I
Okay.
mean, I haven't, you know, filled in the dots yet, but it's.
Okay.
I thought the paper looked better, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I wanted the paper to be there. I wanted
Yeah.
to paint over it. I wanted someday down the road, someone own this house, maybe 20 years from now, and go. Looking at a single, what is that? Is that a piece of paper? And just
There's
jam
going to be a division between people who know how to drywall here and people who just use a piece of paper to hide holes in
me
their
and
ceiling.
my wife. I'm on the paper side. Scotch tape, but I use Scotch brand tape. It wasn't no name tape. It
You
was
know,
people's tape. Scotch.
the real lesson here, though, is that I'm not judging you because you don't know how to drywall, and I do, and that you can use a piece of paper, and it makes no difference to me. So
Thank you.
there's no divisiveness between you and
This
I.
brings us all back around to why we are the chivalrous guys, because that's
Yeah.
how it is. But if I had a hat like yours, I could probably drywall.
100%. Yeah.
I didn't
It's
know that.
really,
Now
yeah.
you kept that secret from me. That's
Once you get.
the fifth hat joke I've made. That's the last one. I'm done.
But it doesn't bother me because I don't feel like
And you
divided
know,
from you because
you look good in the hat. You look
I
great.
know you're not like insulting the hat or me or anything, so it's fine. We don't have
I'm
an issue.
not. With that ghost glasses, that hat, that beard, you put on a fisherman sweater. You're a Greek fisherman. You got it. You're done.
I
Perfect.
could live on the East Coast. I could like be
Absolutely. Be
maybe I could run
lighthouse
for.
keeper. Whatever you want.
I could run like for the premier of maybe Nova Scotia.
And you'd have it. You'd be in.
And I would just run under a neutral party. It would have no designation whatsoever.
And your followers could be called the Highliners. It'd be perfect.
But that might alienate some other people that aren't fishermen, so I wouldn't want to do that.
No, you're in Nova Scotia. You're fine. You're fine. They're all fishermen.
Are they everyone?
99%. Yep.
Okay. All right.
I think that's true.
Oh,
Long as no
it's
one checks, as long
I'm
as.
thinking it's reminding me of the John Lennon song, the Imagine.
Imagine there's no
people. No. I love Imagine. That's one of my favorite
No
albums I saw.
possessions. It's imagine there's no possessions,
No religion.
no religion.
No, it's awesome.
That would be the only
Amazing.
way that we would end division in the world,
Would be. You
right?
know, during COVID, Gail Godot came on and sang that song and trying to create a movement. And she had a bunch of her famous actresses sing with her, and it was a big flop, and everyone made fun of her and said it was a terrible thing, blah, blah, blah. But I think if you and I did it, we could probably be even worse. I think it would probably go over even.
Gail Godot?
Gail Godot, yep. Wonder Woman.
Oh, what, why would they, why was that not well received?
I know she's beautiful. She's not a bad singer, but for some reason, everyone made fun of her for doing it. It didn't go over well. I think it wasn't the song or the message. I think they just didn't think she did a good job. I don't know.
That's so bad.
I know. She was trying to do
Let's see
something
anybody
beautiful for
else try. It
people.
doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. And I think Gal Gadot, I think, is a very nice person from everything I've heard. So I don't get it.
I
Well, she.
think at the end of the day, everyone is a nice person if they choose to be. Yeah, we all have good in us. I believe that.
Yeah, I, sometimes it's
Let's
hard to
get
think.
off the path.
But, and I think sometimes it's mental illness. I think sometimes it's an actual
All kinds of stuff.
brain defect. You know, you're born, you were born a drug addict because of your mom or your dad was an alcoholic. I mean, there's things that happen that make us, or you have an accident. There's lots of things
Absolutely.
that happen.
Trauma, all the stuff, all the stuff.
And I don't think even the worst people in the worst dictators and killers were born that way the day they were born.
I don't either.
And there's always that old saying, if you could go back in time, would you kill baby Hitler? And some people
You
say, of
said this
course
on
you
another
would. But other
podcast.
people say, I'm not killing a baby. Are you crazy? Like, you know, I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't
I don't
know.
know. It's hard to imagine. Yeah, I don't know, but.
I think we're not going to go too far on that one because I'm not that worried about time travel right now.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely concerning what's
Time
happening,
travel?
and
No, don't worry about it, man.
I don't know what we can do other than just to say,
We're doing it right now. We're just gonna
yeah, I
try to
think
talk. We're just gonna talk about it. Everybody's gonna just talk more. Everybody.
I agree. And more connection, less alienation, more understanding, more open dialogue in general, just having a conversation about what you think and how you feel about it, and not being alienated for just trying something. Like being vulnerable, like you just said, like putting yourself out there, like Gal Gadot puts herself out there to try, like, to sing a beautiful, amazing song about, like, equality, and I think one of the most beautiful songs ever written. And then, like, she gets alienated based on what you're telling me. I mean, I'm sure you're
Yeah,
telling me
I
the
think I'm
truth,
right. I think I'm right.
and it's like, why? What the, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of alienation. It's just sometimes we don't know what we're doing and what to think. Sometimes we just want to fit into, we want to fit into a, you and I were raised a certain way. I was raised like you don't really get into a lot of conflict. You just do what your parents say, and you kind of become what your parents become until you realize that that isn't necessarily suiting me. Like my dad was full on a conservative his whole life. I, whatever, for a while, maybe I was too, but I don't want to put myself into a box just saying, I believe that financial responsibility is the most important thing. It's not. Okay, it's not. And so I think just open communication, understanding, being loving, being caring, being kind, like
I would much rather have someone leading this country that cared about people than cared than only than someone that only cared about fiscal responsibility.
I would
Obviously,
choose
we
sports.
can't bankrupt our country, but I was listening to an expert talk about this the other day, and she said that this balancing the books for countries really isn't that vital. They said, especially since the gold standard was taken off. There's no more gold standard. So we print money when we want to print money. Now we can't print unlimited amounts of money. Otherwise we'll be like Russia when a bread costs $500,000. But we can print more money if we need it to a certain extent. And it's all just figures. We owe this country that, but then we're giving more country here. We owe China this much money, but we're still helping this country. We're helping these people. We owe this.
It really doesn't matter.
Almost just seems surreal.
It
Yeah.
really is.
It was like, yeah.
They
Go
did it in
ahead.
New Brunswick. The premier in New Brunswick, who got voted down, he is not wasn't very popular at the end of it, but he got us to a point where we had $1 billion. What's it called?
Deficit?
No, the other way. But we had $1 billion
Surplus?
surplus.
Surplus? Yeah.
On the front page of the paper, I saw it myself. I was standing sharp at Drug Mart. It said, "Higgs, $1 billion surplus." And I went, "What? Our
Yeah.
hospitals are dying. Everything's for shit. We got teachers are leaving. Doctors are leaving. There's no health care. And we have $1 billion sitting in the bank. Why?
Yeah.
Spend it right now. Open up those two floors in the Moncton Hospital that need opened up. What are you doing? We need
Right.
daycare. We need this and that." And I found out after I wasn't the
Of
only one who
course
reacted that way. Everybody reacted that way.
it is.
He thought he was making some huge statement. Yeah, well, to you, and he used to
Yeah.
work for the Irvings. He still basically works for the Irvings. Yeah, to you and your billionaire buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's great. But you know, the
Yeah.
average person does not think that's great.
No, definitely
If
not.
one person in my family had died that year because of lack of hospital beds, and I
Yeah.
saw that, I don't think I'd be a very happy person.
No, not likely. No. No, and that's, yeah, that's the.
I'm just saying that. So, to what does it really matter? Does it really matter? So, if the conservatives go in and we get to get a $1 trillion surplus in Canada, but we all have nothing, and we've had this cut, send all the immigrants back home, and nothing's going. Is that good?
Well, I mean, yeah, no, it's not, of course, and it's again, it's the same, it's the divisiveness in that inequality of wealth is so dividing, right? When people like when we look at the people that were sitting in behind Trump that have like whatever 25% of the world's wealth, and they're like eight people, and you're like, what the hell is going on here?
Right. How did that
How are
happen?
we supposed to even relate to these people? I have no idea. Like, it's just there's so much inequality and so much dividedness that how does anyone even relate to those people?
I don't even know where Elon gets it all. I understand Jeff Bezos, because everybody, including myself, shops on Amazon. I get it. He figured something out and made it
It's
work.
valuation. It's all valuation. Like I was reading something about how Trump, or not Trump, but how Musk bought Twitter, and it was basically like valuation of his Tesla stocks. And he didn't, in the end, even like use any of his own money. He like borrowed money from other people against his Tesla stocks. So they basically bought Twitter for him, but he owns it.
But he keeps getting richer and richer. There's not that many Teslas on the road.
I don't know. I'm a dum dum when it comes to all that too. I don't know. It doesn't even.
Yeah. But as far as device in this, there's no need for it. Like I've got you and other friends. Like you and I do not agree on everything.
We don't.
We don't. But I love you. You're my brother. We get along. We're
I
friends.
don't.
I
Yeah.
do anything for you. I mean, but it doesn't. We don't have to agree on everything. We
We've
really
had our
don't.
moments, but we don't. I don't, generally speaking, I don't need to go into like fear because we don't agree on something, and I don't need to attack you because we don't agree on something. Whereas, like, if you were talking about these the January 6th people, like they went into like attack mode because they were in such fear that they like had to
Right.
storm the Capitol. Like,
It's
yeah,
ridiculous.
it's insane. Like, it's
And there's
just,
people that
and
own
then that
like
is like.
75 guns, like, because they're worried about the government. What? What? What are
Yeah,
you talking
yeah,
about?
yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing, like just with like the Crusades. Like, we don't agree with your religious ideals, so we're just gonna come and murder you all,
Do you
because
know
we don't.
how many people died over Jerusalem? How many times it went from being the Christians to the Muslims to the Jewish people that just, and they would run Selim the Dead out, and then the Crusades would come, and then the Templar would be there, and then they would go, like, and it's all just, I was listening to something on the Knights Templar. It's funny we're talking about this. Nothing has changed because the Knights Templar grew into this very powerful, rich group of men until the King of France owed them so much money that he didn't think he could pay them back. So he started getting in tight with the new Pope, And they started making it so the Templar didn't have power anymore. And all of a sudden they were being killed and worn out of, and then and that was all just over a loan that they didn't want to pay back. Can you imagine? Because they were empowered by a pope, but when another pope got in power who was tight with the new king of France, then they weren't powerful anymore. And it was over money. I mean, the Templar, they were the first basic check writers, because one of the hardest things to do back in the 1100s was transport your money, because you had to take all your gold, put it in a tr and take it with you. So they started giving you a piece of paper saying, here, we'll hold your gold. And when you go from France to London, give them this piece of paper at the and they'll give you back your gold. It was
I
amazing.
see. Yeah, they're the original World Bank.
They were. It was really brilliant. But
Nice.
and they thought they'd be in power forever until the wrong people got power more powerful than them.
Somebody else decided that they weren't the in group. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Somebody will someday probably be the new chivalrous guys, because they'll push us out somehow.
That's fine. I won't wish them any ill will.
No, we'll just change our name and do something else.
That's right.
Yeah,
We'll become the peaceful guys.
we'll be the men formerly known as the chivalrous guys. Maybe we'll become
Would
just a, like Prince, we'll just be a symbol.
this be a symbol? A peace symbol.
Peace and love, brother.
Let's just be peaceful today.
Why not? Why not? I'm gonna
Don't
watch some football. Take it
know. Yeah,
easy.
me too.
There's only three football games left this year, so I'm gonna make sure I
Yes,
watch them.
sir. Yeah. Who do you like today? Let's hit.
I'm
Talk
going for
about
the
something lighter.
Bills for sure. I'm not saying I like them to win, but I want them to win. And I got a lot of Eagles fans that are friends that are Eagles fans are going to kill me, but I want the Commanders to win. I like this Jaden Daniels kid.
They're underdogs too, right?
I like underdog stories.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted it to be Detroit, but of course that didn't work out. But I think it's going to be the Eagles. I don't know if Jaden can do it 2 weeks in a row, and the Eagles have a hell of a defense. But I think the Bills can beat the Chiefs. But like I said before, until the Chiefs give up that Super Bowl, I think it's theirs to give up. I'm not convinced anybody can beat Patrick Mahomes. I don't know, man. That kid knows how to win football games.
He does, yeah. I don't know. I really thought they kind of got a couple calls handed to them last week. Like there was a couple of really pretty sketchy
They always do.
roughing the quarterback calls that were like, oh, I don't know about this.
And they seem to
Right?
always get them right when they need them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I used to feel that way about Tom Brady. Oh my gosh, I got some friends who are going to say, oh yeah. Done. But I mean, Brady
Yeah.
used to get a lot of calls his ways too. It's like, I don't know what it
Yeah.
is. But I think it's, I don't know why
Yeah.
the NFL would want that, because I think it's always better for a league to have new blood, new people winning it. I think it gets boring
Right.
when it's always the same guys winning the Super
Yeah.
Bowl. But I would love to see Josh Allen raise that Super Bowl over his head. I really would. I like his girlfriend
Yeah, I
too.
don't I
Favorite actresses.
yeah. Who's that?
His girlfriend, she played Hawkeye, the young Hawkeye, and she was in the she's the first time I saw her, she was just a kid and her name's escaping me. Oh, for goodness sakes. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds like a good day.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I'll probably do a little bit of that later too.
I think the games are later on, aren't they?
We're doing some like mushroom growth at the moment. We're making mushrooms.
Well,
Medicinal
I
mushrooms.
make mushrooms on my front lawn some days when I haven't mowed it for a while.
Nature makes mushrooms.
My cousin, who's one of my best friends, I love him. He has studied mushrooms, and he's one of the most brilliant men I know. He's so smart. I'm scared to talk to him sometimes because he knows more than I do. But he picks mushrooms and eats them, and I'm scared to death to do that. But he knows which ones are good and which ones are dangerous. He knows what are what, and he cooks them for me. We eat them. They're great. All these different kinds. It blows. But I pick them. I know if I pick one, I'd go wrong, and it'd be white instead of brown. I'd be dead.
Well, I think it's like anything. Like if it's really brightly colored, I generally speaking would suggest don't eat it. Like if it's like bright orange or bright purple, I'm like, I don't think so. But there's a ton of evidence surrounding Mushrooms and healing properties. I know turkey tail, like that's one that we're working on. That's like potentially anti-cancer. There's a TED talk about a guy who, as a doctor, his mom was stage four cancer. He fed her turkey tail. She did not do chemotherapy, and she is like cancer free at this point. So lots of great medicinal effects with mushroom development. So yeah, we're working on some mushroom development today. So
There you go.
kind of
Good for
fun.
you.
Yeah.
Divisive.
We're divisive.
Well, you're growing mushrooms. I might cook one and put it on a pizza. I don't know.
Well, then we're on the same page.
We're the Mushroom Brothers.
Yeah.
We'll start a podcast all about shrooms.
Yeah, I think yeah, we're not divisive, and that's a nice thing about us. Like I think, you know, if you yeah, just we don't have to agree, but
We
we
don't
don't
care if we
alienate we
disagree.
don't yeah, we don't alienate each other if we do, don't if we don't agree, and that's okay. Like it's okay to just be different. I just think
It is.
there's too much hate, yeah,
I try
hate.
not, I get along with people that are pretty far right that I don't hang out with them, but they're old friends that I'll have breakfast with once in a while, whatever. It's fine.
Sure.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't have, I'm not going to be with them at a rally maybe, but I don't mind.
Exactly.
I love them for who they are. They've done good things for me.
Yeah.
They've had times in my life where they were very important to me,
Yeah.
Even my
Yeah.
wife of 30, going on 36 years, we don't agree all the time, but I love her more than anything. I mean, it is what it is,
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, this was interesting. I mean, it wasn't that clinical. It wasn't that, I don't know, well thought out, but I think it
That's
was a good
okay.
one. I think it's what, I think it's what the way the world is today. I think it's what we're all thinking about. I mean, it's hard to
Oh.
ignore. I tried to ignore Trump for the first week of his new regime, but it's hard to ignore because it just keeps seeping in from everywhere, right?
It is. And I find, yeah, there I certainly have to take a step away from it, because I find that if I'm going down a rabbit hole, as it were, I start feeling like anxious, and I like it almost can give me a headache, and I get upset, and I'm like, no, this is just fear. This is just like, I don't need this in my life. And
I said that to my wife. I said, you know what we're going to worry about? Our house, our
yeah,
family, our street, our little neighborhood, our job.
100%.
And let's
Yeah.
just worry about that. Our little community. That's what we can focus on, because I can't fix what Trump's doing or Elon Musk is doing. I haven't got the power, I haven't got the
No,
will, I haven't got the want. So.
no, no, no. We can only affect, yeah, all those around us, and we can only like, and yeah, we can live in our own reality every day as an accepting, open-minded person who just, you know, understands others and it doesn't judge, and just try
Yeah.
to bring peace.
I'm going to go build a puzzle. I'm going to make some dinner with my wife. I'm going to watch some football.
Beautiful.
That too.
That sounds
All
great.
right.
All right, brother.
Good to see you.
You too, brother. Love you, man.
I do like your hat. I love you.
Thanks. I love you too.
I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Peace out.
Love you.